Expressive Arts Therapy, An Introduction. Rather than focusing on artistic skill, expressive arts therapy emphasizes the process of creating as a way to explore feelings, experiences, and inner conflicts that may be difficult to express verbally. Guided by a trained therapist, persons living with dementia use multiple art forms to access insight, reduce stress, build resilience, and foster integration of mind, body, and emotions in a safe, supportive environment. In this article, what expressive arts therapy is, differentiate expressive arts therapy from expressive arts programs, benefits of expressive arts therapy, EXAT. Getting started, additional tips, conclusion, what expressive arts therapy is. Expressive arts therapy, or EXAT, is a form of psychotherapy that integrates multiple art forms, such as visual art, music, dance, movement, drama, and writing, within a therapeutic process. It is grounded in person-centered and humanistic theories, and based on models like the expressive therapies continuum, etc., and principles of intermodal arts integration. EXAT differs from traditional, single-modality art therapies, for example art therapy or music therapy, by intentionally combining diverse artistic forms to support emotional expression, self-exploration, cognitive stimulation, and psychological healing. It provides a non-verbal, sensory-rich pathway of communication for persons living with dementia, as verbal communication often becomes more challenging as dementia progresses. Differentiate expressive arts therapy from expressive arts programs. EXAT is often misunderstood as or confused with expressive arts program. It is, therefore, essential to know the differences between these two approaches. Between the two, only EXAT is designed to cater for psychological and emotional needs through a structured therapeutic process. Benefits of expressive arts therapy, EXAT. EXAT provides a safe, supportive, and flexible space for participants, including persons living with dementia and caregivers, who seek emotional and/or psychological support. Benefits for persons living with dementia. Bypasses verbal limitations by offering sensory, emotional, and embodied ways to express themselves. Reconnects individuals to their sense of identity and life story. Addresses unmet emotional and sensory needs, contributing to reduced agitation, anxiety, and wandering. Enhances mood, confidence, and a sense of self-worth. Benefits for caregivers. Provides a safe space to process emotional stress and grief. Strengthens self-awareness and reconnects caregivers to their own identity beyond the caregiving role. Offers creative tools for stress relief and emotional release. Builds resilience and emotional regulation skills to cope with daily challenges. Getting started. You may wish to consider any of these simple activities to help you get started. Music and rhythm, visual arts, movement, storytelling, multi-sensory music and rhythm. Try clapping games, guided drumming, music instrument jamming, or using balls to bounce to the rhythm. Tip: music doesn't always need to be familiar. Try introducing different types of music. Visual arts. Create a collaborative mural on butcher paper using dots, lines, or scribblings. Tip: explore different textures such as sponges, leaves, or bubble wraps. Movement. Use mirroring games or invite participants to make simple shapes or gestures with their bodies. Tip: play around simple gestures by exaggerating its dynamics, energy, control, and speed. Playing with facial expressions is a form of movement too. Storytelling. Build a creative story in groups by adding one word or phrase from each person in each group, or use picture dice or cards to spark short narratives. Multi-sensory. Scribble activity. Invite participants to scribble to different types of music, switching to a new piece of paper every 15 to 20 seconds as the music changes. When all the scribbles are done, lay them out and simply look at them together, noticing colors, lines, and the overall feel of each other's work. Reflection. Keep the reflection light and supportive. You can ask questions such as, which one feels nice to look at? What stands out to you in this picture? If you could give this scribble a title, what would you call it? Group adaptation. In a group, each person can contribute one scribble to a shared collection, then view everyone's pieces together to enjoy the different styles and rhythms that appeared. Additional tips. Number 1. Create space by clearing clutter and arranging chairs in a circle. Number 2. Be a part of the activity to set the tone that you are not there to teach the activity. Number 3. Use prompts that invite exploration, play, and curiosity, such as, "Let's see what happens if we do this," rather than giving direct instructions. Number 4. Be warm and supportive without slipping into childlike language. Number 5. Speak with respect, using clear and simple phrasing while preserving the dignity of each person. Number 6. Give participants some breathing space. There is no need to fill every minute with tasks. It is all right to experience moments of silence. If someone chooses not to take part in the activity, let him be. He may simply need more time to feel safe. Some participants may take a few sessions to settle in, so allow the pace to unfold naturally. Conclusion. The use of diverse art modalities creates a relaxed, playful, and engaging environment where participants can express their feelings and experiences. For persons living with dementia, EXAT can help bypass cognitive limitations by tapping into sensorial, emotional, and embodied forms of communication. For caregivers, EXAT provides a safe outlet to express emotions, manage stress, reconnect with their inner selves, and improves overall well-being. It nurtures curiosity, invites play, and supports a sense of identity and self-worth by offering opportunities for meaningful self-expression despite the changes dementia brings. Author's bio. Rachel Lim is a registered expressive arts therapist with Anzacada and currently leads the development of expressive arts therapy services at Dementia Singapore Limited. With a master's degree in expressive arts therapy from the University of Hong Kong and a background in psychology, Rachel specializes in supporting persons living with dementia and their caregivers through creative, sensory-based approaches.